We are learning Mesechtas Babasha Daf Min Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top on Zayin Amud Beis. The Marja said, Uvahamoda Kedi is like Kapti. By Shutvim, they don't care by just putting something there. Is that true? Vahamoda like Kapti? Tanah, we learned in Mishnah, in Mesechtas Nedarim, the first Mishnah in Perek HaShutvim, in Mesechtas Nedarim, Vatanah, HaShutvim Shanod Vahanoz Zemizeh. If we have shutvim, that they ask that enough from each other. Asur in the Karnas of Chatzah. Now I go into the Chatzah. Even though it's my Chatzah, but it's yours also. And if I can't go into the Chatzah. Since when is walking into a Chatzah a problem? The Yemakbet, I'm walking into a Chatzah? Teretz is, yeah, Yemakbet. Because Lemaisa, I don't let you walk into my Chatzah without Rishos. So you see, Amida alone, Hamada Kedi already is Makbet. So first, says it's also. That there's a difference in a chatzer and a rechava, he says. A chatzer is the place where they did all the tashmishim. That's where they did the laundry, that's where they did the cooking. Everything was done in the chatzer. So there, no shutev lets you make yourself a balabas in my place. Even just hamad kadi, I don't let. But the backyard, which we use for storage, and we don't really go there that often, there, taka, a kvias, I don't want you to be a boss. But just to put something there temporarily, hamada kadi, just putting there that could be moved, I'm not makbits. That's the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a rechava. But by chatzar, it's taka chazaka, just like by a regular person.
Why don't we just answer that? If they're like.
Right, right.
Kind of
well, why? Because this is the Asa, no, they probably are, don't like each other. As you say? I guess we're still, Shutma used to having each other around. We're not talking about here, they're not going to know them is there. Don't mean that they have a fight or something. Whatever the case was. I hear. You know what you're saying? Good. You're saying since maybe they were fighting over here, so they're more Makbet. Okay. I hear. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says, Ha'ocha rachava shachari bat askina, the mother kadila kapti, va'mechitza kapti. So here the backyard. So the backyard is the chiluk between amada and mechitza. That's terrace number one. So amada we're talking about shutvim, but we're talking about rechava, not in the front yard. Rav Papa ama idvidi b'chatz ha'shutvim. We're talking b'chatz ha'shutvim. V'ikad the kapti, v'ikad the kapti. Some people are makbid, some people are not makbid. Gabi memoino l'kula. Gabi esu l'chumra. Terrace like this. When it comes to issa neder, there we're makbid. Maybe don't go in there. Maybe this guy's type of guy is makbid. Masha'inkin by mamoin. There we go l'kula, and you can't say, oh, now it's a chazaka, it wasn't ma'icha. Maybe I'm from the people who are not makbid. Or maybe I'm from the people who are not makbid. I can always tie to that, because I'm from the people who are not makbid. That's why there wasn't ma'icha. The only problem is, what's lashon l'kula? Memoina l'kula? Shei moina, what's lashon l'kula? So Rashbam seems to be bothered by this. And the Rashbam says that the kula is that's actually mutter for me to put my behemoth there in the chatzah shutvim, to my chatzah shutvim, in the shutvim. Why? Because I can assume he's not makbid. Because by mamoino we go to the kula. That's what the Rashbam learns. Interesting pshat. Because the kula means, first of all, it's not a chazaka because I can tie in an arm from the people who are not makbid. Number two is, he says you actually could go in there, l'kula, you could actually do it, l'chatchila. That's what he says. The Rashash doesn't like this pshat. And he says a different pshat. He says, "Rotzleima kula lenitva." It's a kula for a nitva. The ma'ar nikra muchzik. The ma'ar is really called the muchzik. And here it wasn't meicha. So we give him a kula. He doesn't have to be meicha. That's what he says means a kula. He says, "Varashbam nitcha kan." He says, "You don't have to have comment on Rashbam's pshat." But in any case, the Gemara's tarot right now is someone makbit, someone not makbit, and a moinu lekula and a su lechumra. Ravina amar loylam loykapti avada. There is no kpeda. No kpeda by a chatzer hashutvim. So I, what's pshat in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Nedarim, that says Asa Bahana. It says Asa Bahana. So Mara says, Ha'mani Rav Leizer, Tanya, Rav Leizer, Afil Vita Asa B'muda Hana. Rav Leizer Mechadish, even something you give to everyone, by a Muda Hana already, it's Asa. Maybe it's similar to your Teretz, I don't think exactly what you're answering, but he's answering like this. Rav Leizer holds, that when it comes to a Muda Hana, you can't even have a Hana that you give everyone. The example they give is, let's say every guy who comes to spend $100 in my store gets a free candy. Every $100 gets free candy. If the guy who's Malik Ivan Artu walks in, he's allowed to buy the food, but that's not called Hana. That's just an exchange. But I cannot give him the extra candy. I give it to everyone. Terry says, no. You can't even veto also Mudanos. Here also, even though I'm not Makbet Haka, but Vatan, we're not Makbet. That's why there's no Dimachah. You're not Makbet. What's the Pshat? By Shutvim, there, it's of course Vita Asa B'muda Hana. So tomorrow, Vita. A little bit of a shtickle of Galat Tadik. Omar Rabbi Yechon, Shem Rabbi Abba B'na. Rabbi Yechon says, Shem Rabbi Abba B'na. B'chol shutvim ma'akev zeh, two shutvim could be ma'akev that you cannot do something in the chatzar that I don't want. You want to put a tanner in my chatzar, in the chatzar, it's the joint chatzar, I could be ma'akev if I want. I can tell you, you know what, I don't want to have a tanner in our chatzar, in our chatzar. But one thing you have to allow laundry. Laundry has to be allowed in the chatzah. Both shutim have to allow. They can't be ma'akiv in the other shutim not to do laundry. Why? Who does the laundry? The women. And it's not stidistic when they do their laundry. If they go into the river, they're gonna take off their shoes and socks and stockings and go into the water, and that's not snis. And therefore, they have a right to say, I want to do it in the chatzar, my private area in the chatzar, that's how I want to do it. And you can't stop them from doing it. Because they're not mechuyev to go to the water to do kvisa, they can do laundry here, and you cannot stop each other from doing the laundry. In the pasuk it says, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, and the end of the pasuk says, "Va'oitzim einav merayis mevara," that someone who closes his eyes from seeing ra. Omrachi ba'aba zeh. This is someone she'im mistakel b'noshim b'shal shemeres al kvisa. This is going on someone who's mistakel b'noshim when they're oimed al kvisa. No, you're not allowed to do. You have to close your eyes. Va'oitzim einav merayis mevara. You have to close your eyes in such a case. You might want to know what's exactly the case. Hechidami. Why in the matzav they have to close your eyes? If there's another way to go, there's one way to go, you could go down 2nd Avenue, or you go down Ocean Avenue. So there's two choices. If you go down Ocean Avenue, Russia, then you're Russia, because you're going down, even if you close your eyes, take your glasses and crash into the car in front of you, you're still Russia, because you should have gone on 2nd Street. Shouldn't go on Ocean Avenue. So Igadagarachina, Russia. Either like a Dagarachina, if there's no other way, 2nd Street is closed, you have to go on Ocean Avenue. So honestly, you're in it. What do you want to do? There is no other way to go. You have to go down the road where the Nahar is. But you still have to force yourself to close your eyes. You still have to force to close your eyes. You might walk into someone, okay? You have to try to close your eyes. Which is considered that's a tzaddik who does that. Like the pasuk says, Hailech tzedakah zedayv masharim. Didn't you hear that pasuk? So Oitzman as well, it means someone who didn't have it on the way, and even though he's still lioness, he still closes his eyes. That's already a big madrega. Rabbi Yechanan has child from Rabbi Bana. We're going to have a bunch of stories from Rabbi Bana on tomorrow's daf. What's the example of a cholok of Tamachom? How does the Tamachom dress? Kol she'im basari nirim atachtav. You don't see any skin down below, which means it covers down to the till his toes. In those days, a lot of times the people walked barefoot and they didn't have socks. So a cholik talmud chacham, a shirt of a talmud chacham, a robe of a talmud chacham goes mamish down to his toes. Cholik a robe, like a robe. What do you see? You have an English word for it?
A frock.
Yeah, the frock is the next thing. Cholik talmud chacham keitzad goes told about talus al talmud chacham. So talus is the frock. The frack, talus means the overcoat, the thing you wear over your shirt. So talus of chacham ketzad, kol she'ein chalukah near tachtav tefach, that you don't see more than a tefach of the shirt you're wearing under the frack. So the frack should cover everything up to a tefach. And the response says, and if it covers everything, it's even better. It covers it completely down to the bottom. It's even better. So that's the tznius and the chaluk of a talmud chacham is everything should be covered. What's a shulchan shel talmud chacham ketzad? What you do is you cover the front 2/3 of it with a tablecloth, and the back third of the table should be open. What's the reason? You don't put the dirty food, the food that gets getting dirty, don't put on a tablecloth, because the tablecloth becomes dirty, it's not smack to eat on it. But the part you're eating on should be a tablecloth. Why? First of all, you have something to wipe your face with, and to also dry, also to wipe your hands to get dirty with it. Because they ate with their hands in those days. So therefore, if you have the table in front of you, so you have something you could clean your hands with, or clean your mouth with, but you don't put the food directly, the food that comes directly on the serving plates, don't go directly on the tablecloth, you don't make it dirty, and that's the neat way a talmud chacham eats. V'tabata v'chutz. Now, this tablecloth, which was probably a piece of leather, had a hook, they used to hang it up. So that tabah should be on the other side, not where you are. And we'll see in a second why. Vatanya tabat refnim. It says, the Dovin Brice, it's better to put the tabas, the hook, near you where you're eating. Why? Why is that true? Because since the shamus walks around your table, he might get caught on that hook without seeing it and pull the whole tablecloth. So it says it should be mifnim, and also the hand says mechos. What's the difference? Like kash ha'adika yinuka, like yinuka. If you have a child on your lap, put the hook on the other side. The child's going to pull that hook and pull the whole tablecloth. But if there's no child, then it's better to put it on the inside and not on the outside, because the outside has a chesaron that the shamish might get caught on it. So that's the chiluk. Ha'adika yinuka, you put it on the outside, and you don't worry about the shamish. If it's no yinuka, you put it on the fnim, because you worry about the shamish. That's one teretz. If by you say another teretz, havod like a yinuka. There's no child here. V'loy kash, hodik a shama, like a shama. If there's a shamas, so put it on your side. If there's no shamas, it's better put it on the other side. Why is it better put it on the other side? Because you have more room. When the hook is on the side, it's not so, it's a little far-fetched. It's better put it on the other side if there's no shamas. If by you say, havodik a shamas, there is a shamas. V'loy kash, havi yimama, havi leila. One's by night, and one's by day. One's by night, one's by day. So by day, you can see where he's going. By night, not. And it says, but when you have a hook by you, you're not going to get caught on it. Because when you're sitting, it's much easier to be careful with the hook. So the both cases are shamas. By day, the shamas could see. By night, the shamas can't see. So since he can see, it's better to put on that side. So it shouldn't kvetch you on your side. What does Amar's table look like? It's like a madura's esh, which means like we leave it. In the middle, we have the mappa and the lechem, and the ka'aras are around it. So that's the way Amaretz eats. That everything, all the dirty stuff are around, and the middle is the clean. Which means you can't dry your hands on it, you can't wipe your face. Everything becomes dirty, and that's how Amaretz eats. You're not careful about being neat. What's a mitzvah shel tamid chacham? So a mitzvah shel tamid chacham is. There's nothing under the bed besides for the shoes that you're going to wear in the next season. Ketzad. Kol she'in tachtel, sandalim v'yizachama, u'minol v'yizachshomim. The minig was, according to Rashbam, you wore sandalin in the winter, because it shouldn't get snowy, and you wore shoes in the summer. So in the summer, you kept the winter shoes under the bed. And in the winter, you kept your summer shoes under the bed, just as storage. But v'shalama oretz, doime lo'oitzo bolus. You know what the Amar's bed looks like under it? Looks like a big oitzer of everything there. Tennis rackets, mattresses, food. Blankets, food. Oh, very good. Food, that's what the Rashbam learns like you. Rashbam says, kol shei tachtez, like the Rashbam, derim psachim, oichlin tachas hamita, fil mechupim bekli barzel, ruach rosh erlem. He keeps his food under there, everything under the thing. That's not a way a Tamachem lives. He lives only with the shoes under it. And you could learn also the opposite way, that sandalin means the shoes he's going to wear. And the Chacham, he wears sandals, and shoes wears the Chacham. You could learn, the Rishbam learned, the Rishbam was the opposite, that the sandalin you put with Chacham, Shemenichim for next year, but like upon him, the Tamachem's bed is clean under it, and the Amma Aretz's bed is a Oitzer Bolus. And Rav Hashem, tomorrow, we'll learn a Gshmak Agarato all about Rebbe Bono that went to different Kvarim.